Elizabeth Esty, I know you declared early for Hillary Clinton. Now, the question I have for you as a Democrat is, are you troubled by the fact that there's so much going on with the email messages and everything else?
Well, I'll tell you, she is handling herself well, as she always does. My colleagues who are busy, involved in kind of endless investigations in the House, will do whatever they're going to do. But I wanted to assure people that I'm keeping my focus right now, not on the talk shows, and not, although it was entertaining watching the Republican debate, I have to say I'm enjoying watching through that, but to try to cast the right votes now, pass legislation, work with my colleagues, and do work here in Connecticut to get things done. Because otherwise, we're at risk right now, honestly, of having our politics become all about politics and not about governing, not about actually helping people. And so truly, I am going to leave it to the pundits to make those predictions and the endless polls, because right now what matters is, what am I doing and what are my colleagues doing and what are we doing together to get things done for people? We've got the Highway Trust Fund. It's going to run out of money in another couple of months. We've got this big Iran deal we need to vote on. We have plenty of work to do. I'm working with my close friend and colleague from Indiana, Republican Susan Brooks. We just introduced legislation on child-proof packaging for liquid nicotine in this dramatic increase in what's called e-cigarettes to help save lives. We had a young child, actually, from New York, who died around Christmas time from swallowing liquid nicotine, which is a poison. So there is plenty of things for us to be working on and getting done. And we got, 15 months to the election? I got a lot of work to do between now and then. Nicotine is a powerful poison. In fact, it just, even spilled on your skin, it can cause problems. So we are urging the FDA to take action as soon as possible, working with the administration on regulations. But in the interim, you know, some states have already taken action. Connecticut is among them. But I've been one of the leaders nationally, with long-standing history around public health and public safety, on two fronts. This recent bill on ensuring childproof packaging, which we do for all kinds of products, And the fact that we don't do it with a known poison of liquid nicotine makes no sense whatsoever. And I've also been working with colleagues across the aisle on legislation that would nationally prohibit the marketing of e-cigarettes to children. And we know it's being done. They're using cartoon characters. They're using psychedelic packaging that appeals to preteens and teens. And they are using flavors like gummy bear and cotton candy. And I can tell you, the 50-year-old truckers in my district are not buying the psychedelic cotton candy flavored e-cigarettes to get off of regular cigarettes. Those are specifically designed to, and they appeal to 11, 12, 13-year-olds. And it's wrong.
It is wrong. In addition to it, there is the question of chewing tobacco. I see at least one major league stadium is saying no chewing tobacco here, and yet we market. I mean, I know people who market and make a lot of money marketing, products that would encourage basically kids to buy this stuff. I mean, they buy bubble gum as kids, but then when they grow up, they buy the real thing.
Well, we know from, decades of research now about the dangers of tobacco, and nicotine is highly addictive, which is why this concentrated form is of great concern. But all forms of tobacco are known carcinogens. They do cause cancer, and frankly, our kids are not well equipped to understand the long-term risks that they face. And, that is one where, again, we know, particularly with Major League Baseball, it's been a challenge. It's been a challenge for Major League Baseball to try to realize they've got to be role models as well for our young people.
No question about it. So LGBT has become something that a lot of people are talking about. What's your take?
Well, I have been a longtime passionate activist since even before my brother Jamie came out in 1978. 1974, 75, I gave a gay rights speech in my high school. So I didn't even know my brother was gay at that point, but I knew it was wrong. I knew it was wrong to discriminate against people because of who they are,
sure,
or who they love. And I am so thrilled to have seen the enormous progress in this country and the understanding and living out of our greatest ideals that we see in the Bill of Rights, that we see in the Constitution, about understanding and supporting each and every person for what makes them special. And so it has been thrilling to see the Supreme Court decision this year. I was thrilled to be able to vote in the state legislature in Connecticut for full same-sex marriage equality, and to, again, in the House of Representatives, just recently co-authored the Equality Act, which last month, which would ban discrimination against LGBT individuals in public accommodation, housing, employment, and other core areas of daily life. And you know what? At this point, Alan, I don't think there's a person in America who doesn't know someone who's gay or lesbian. And that makes a difference. It makes a difference in knowing this is not some other person. It's someone you know and love. And once you get to that point, then it gets a whole lot easier to recognize that it's just wrong to discriminate, again, against someone because of who they love. That it makes no sense. It's wrong. It makes no sense. And fortunately, I think our younger generation gets it, and we're seeing dramatic change, and it's exciting to help be part of that.
Is your family grateful that they have a congresswoman in the House who, you know, who's doing the right thing here?
Well, my husband, my brother Jamie and his husband Ray are thrilled. But I'll tell you, the most thrilled person is my mother, Mitzi, who 20 years ago testified in the U.S. Senate against the Defense of Marriage Act. And she's now 82 years old, and she never thought she'd live long enough to see this change. And she never in a million years thought her daughter would be in the U.S. Congress and able to help ensure that all Americans are treated with dignity and respect. And she is over the moon.
And what does she say to you?
She's thrilled. She's thrilled. She's proud. She's thrilled. And I wouldn't be able to do what I do if she hadn't been such a great role model for me about standing up and fighting for what's right, whether it's popular or not.
Elizabeth Esty, you are terrific. We've been talking to Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty, Democrat, Connecticut's 5th District. Go do battle and do what you're doing, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks so much. Look forward to talking with you soon.